All carrot, no stick. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How is the president going to get that last Democratic vote for health care reform now that he's foolishly outlawed enhanced interrogation techniques? It's come down to Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska.
Senator Nelson of Nebraska is still calling for stricter anti-abortion language, but Democratic leaders are working with him on that.
Yes, working with him on that. What that really means, according to a Senate source, is that the White House is threatening to put Nebraska's Offutt Air Force Base on the base closure list unless Nelson falls into line. That's the headquarters of the U.S. Strategic Air Command. And critics are outraged. But I say, it's about time. Nothing against the people of Nebraska or the Strategic Air Command, which I'm sure is the reason Osama bin Laden dare not show himself in Nebraska. It's just that, up to now, the healthcare horse trading has involved, well, stuff like what Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana got. She got page 432, a $100 million boost in Medicaid subsidies for all states recovering from a major disaster in the past 7 years. Those states being Louisiana. But now, threatening to close a big base in Nebraska? That's different. It means that the horse trading could actually reduce spending. Mr. President, you've been all carrot and no stick. But there's still a chance. There's a spending bill speeding towards your desk with 5,224 earmarks that you were never going to tolerate again. Well, that's 5,224 threats you can make. And even if those threats don't change a single health care vote, at least they'd actually save some money. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.